بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أشرف شيخ أول عارف بالله رومي وتبريز دورة شيخ العرب والعجم هذا الشيخ حكيم محمد اختصاب نور الله ملكته ورحمة الله واسعة. The title is ایک دن خاک منقش نظر مدفن ہو گئی. ایک دن خاک منقش نظر مدفن ہو گئی. One day this body which is made of sand and water etc. gonna be perish, you're gonna be going down to the ground. نفس کے گندے تقاضوں نفس کے گندے تقاضوں سے جو انبن ہو گئی روح میری سنبھلو روح میری سنبھلو ریحان و سوسن ہو گئی نفس کے گندے تقاضوں سے جو انبن ہو گئی روح میری سنبھلو ریحان و سوسن ہو گئی جب ہمارے آب و گل میں درد دل شامل ہوا جب ہمارے آب و گل میں درد دل شامل ہوا ان کی ہر منزل ہمارے ان کی ہر منزل ہمارے پیش دامن ہو گئی روح میری سنبھلو ریحان و سوسن ہو گئی کس قدر ظلمت کا داتی انجمن ان کے بغیر کس قدر ظلمت کدا تھی کس قدر ظلمت کدا تھی انجمن ان کے بغیر انجمن ان کے بغیر اور ان کے آتے ہی سراپا ان کے آتے ہی سراپا بزم روشن ہو گئی روح میری سنبھلو ریحان و سوسن ہو گئی ہم تو صحراؤں کو سمجھے تھے کہ ویرانی ہے ہم تو صحراؤں کو سمجھے تھے کہ ویرانی ہے ذکر حق کے فیض سے وہ ذکر حق کے فیض سے وہ رشک گلشن ہو گئی ذکر حق کے فیض سے وہ رشک گلشن ہو گئی نفس کے گندے تقاضوں سے جو انبن ہو گئی روح میری سنبھلو ریحان و سوسن ہو گئی نفس دشمن ہو گیا مغلوب ان کی یاد سے نفس دشمن ہو گیا مغلوب ان کی یاد سے نفس دشمن ہو گیا مغلوب ان کی یاد سے، روح کی طاقت ہماری، روح کی طاقت ہماری، شیر افغان ہو گئی، روح کی طاقت ہماری، شیر افغان ہو گئی، نفس کے گندے تقاضوں سے جو انبن ہو گئی، تلخ تھی بزم جہاں میں اہل دنیا کی حیات، تلخ تھی بزم جہاں میں اہل دنیا کی حیات، فیض بزم عاشقاں سے، فیض بزم عاشقاں سے، بزم گلشن ہو گئی، فیض بزم عاشقاں سے، بزم گلشن ہو گئی، مت لگانا دل کو تم فانی حسینوں سے کبھی، مت لگانا دل کو تم فانی حسینوں سے کبھی، کیوں ایک دن خاک منقش، ایک دن خاک منقش، نظر مدفن ہو گئی، ایک دن خاک منقش، نظر مدفن ہو گئی، آخری شعر آنے والا، جب سے اختر رو کشے اغیار و بیگانہ ہوا، جب سے اختر رو کشے اغیار و بیگانہ ہوا، بزم اہل دل میں اس کی، بزم اہل دل میں اس کی قدر احسن ہو گئی، بزم اہل دل میں اس کی قدر احسن ہو گئی، ان کے آتے ہی سراپا بزم روشن ہو گئی، نفس کے گندے تقاضوں سے جو انبن ہو گئی، روح میری سنبلوں ریحان و سوسن ہو گئی، ایک دن خاک منقش، نظر مدفن ہو گئی.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفیٰ، اما بعد، دس ویری ویری بیوٹیفل بیان آف آور آنریبل الاسٹریس دادا شیخ، وچ حضرت ہیز پریزنٹڈ ان پویٹک فارم، and in this beautiful way of Hazrat, Hazrat has presented tasawwuf in such a beautiful and enjoyable way, and very beautifully presented by Bhai Ajaz, and as our honorable illustrious Shaykh Arif Billah, Hazrat Mona Shah Abdul Hamid Sahib Madazil Ali explains that if a person has to spend all his wealth just to come and listen to one couplet and get the reality of it and bring it into our lives, then it is far worth spending all that wealth also. Because these are not just ash'ars, entertainment, like we start a majlis. Generally in jalsas we start, and then there's a first ash'ar takes place. just to warm up the majlis. No, this is, these are bayans of our Dada Sheikh. Our Dada Sheikh, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, used to say, Shahiri mujhe madde nazar nahi, waridate dil likha karte hum. That I've got nothing to do with shayari, poetry, and generally poets, they like to exaggerate, etc. Hazrat says, I'm writing waridate dil, what Allah is inspiring in my heart with regard to the love of Allah. And many of these poems of Hazrat, in fact, almost 90% of it, while Hazrat was sleeping, middle of the night, 1-2 o'clock, his eyes open and his pen moves and he just carries on and he starts writing. Like Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Ali, that's why our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was known as Rumi Esani. And this wasn't said by any ordinary personality. Allama Yusuf bin Nuri Rahmatullah Ali, one of our very great pious elders, when they first saw Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, our Dada Shaykh, when he used to make khidmat of his Shaykh, like an ordinary, simple person, young boy, person who won't even realize who's this. And when he presented the poetry and he presented the Ma'arif al-Masnawi, the explanation of Masnawi Sharif, Allama bin Nuri Rahmatullah Ali says, La farqa bayna wa bayna Mawlana Rum. There's no difference between him and Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Ali. I thought he is presenting Mawlana Rum's work. But he is giving the explanation of Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Ali. So like Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Ali, Allah Ta'ala inspired in his heart 28,500 poems in the love of Allah. Today even the Western world regard him as a big philosopher, etc. But they can't understand that the poems he wrote is in the love of Allah. Because they don't know what is true love. Today the world is caught up, as Hazrat is explaining here. We are caught up in this artificial beauties, artificial love, and we think it's love. That's not, you can't even use the word love. You're disgracing the word love to this artificial connections that you have got, and worse, even illicit love affairs. This is just infatuation. As long as your passion, your desires are there, your ulterior motives are there, you will tell your beloved everything. Like our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, how false is this artificial love, this illicit love affairs, that a person just to thrill his beloved, he will cut a chicken and dip his pen in the blood of the chicken and write a letter and say, I'm writing this letter with my blood, so much I love you. Hazrat says, that is foolish. What is true love? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ إِنَّ رَبِّهِمْ يُزَّكُونَ. That these great personalities, my great friends, who gave their lives in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Hazrat says, when you go to Medina Sharif and you look at Mount Uhud, just look at the whole picture. 70 strong warriors, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they gave their lives in one day. And Hazrat explains, Allah Ta'ala doesn't need the blood of anybody. Allah Ta'ala doesn't need anybody to become shaheed. Why Allah Ta'ala has given the opportunity for anybody to become shaheed? And this we should always be desiring, that oh Allah also want to become shaheed. This is a very, very great honor. Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself used to say, I desire that I must be made shaheed, brought back to life, again made shaheed, brought back to life. And our Dada Shaykh, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, explained so beautifully, in this time and age, the greatest shaheed is that person who slaughters his nafs, who slaughters his desires. He will be a loving shaheed in the battlefield. So the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat explained that why Allah ta'ala allowed them to become martyrs, so that the world can see who are my true friends that has written my love with their blood. So that is actual love. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand and realize that true love is what Allah Rabbul Izzat. Love has got no ulterior motives. Love is outgoing. Like Allah Rabbul Izzat is offering His love for us. Allah Ta'ala doesn't need to offer His love. Allah doesn't need our love. But Allah's love is totally pure. And when you get the love of Allah, which is the ultimate, then all the other loves of this world, you know, the infatuations of this world, it doesn't even affect you. It doesn't even tickle you. And where you really have to have love, for example, to have love with your wife, that love is now, because you're doing it for the pleasure of Allah, it's written in the account of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So we shouldn't think that when you love Allah, now you can't love your family, your friends, you can't even your business, you can't love. No, all these things. But وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ Our Dada Shaykh has taught us that it starts off first, that the love of Allah must be ashad. That in other words, it must be overpowering. Have 49% love for everything else, jais, what is permissible. Have 49% and 51% love for Allah. You have passed. And as you tread in the spot of the love of Allah, you see this love increases and increases and increases. And the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, solely whatever they do, it's only and only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah just give us an iota of that idea and that reality. We can just get a glimpse of that reality in our hearts, inshallah. So beautifully, Hazrat has titled this poem, The Reality Which We All Get Caught Up and We Get Blocked from the Love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That ek din khaake munakkash nazre madfan ho gayi. That one day you'll see all these beautiful forms that are actually made from khaak, they're made from sand, whatever it may be. Outwardly, these days, as Hazrat says, today we are not drowning in the Bahre Atlantic, in the Atlantic Ocean, we are drowning in the Bahre Romantic. We're drowning in the romantic ocean. Every small, just woman walk past and we get attracted, overtaken. We can't turn our gazes away. So Hazrat says these artificial beauties, or whether it's anything else, one new car parked in a car, in a parking lot, and you're overtaken. What's this? These are toys. Hazrat Mawlana, our Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib Daun Barakatum explained so beautifully. Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi was giving bayan once, and Hazrat explained, Allahu Akbar, General Haq Nawaz was a general in the army. And Hazrat says, Hazrat spent a lot of time with General Haq Nawaz Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi in Jamaat. And Hazrat learned a lot of Jamaat work from him also. So they were sitting in front. And first of all, when Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi came to speak on the stage, then General Haq Nawaz was still new. Then he mumbled, which Hazrat heard. Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi heard. He said, at least they should introduce the speaker. We know who he is. So Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi came on the stage. He said, I'll introduce myself. I am that filthy, dirty droplet of sperm. And my end result will be that large, that corpse that is laying. Even my wife will say, take me to the Qabristan. And in between this period, I'm carrying dirt of filth. I'm carrying two bags of filth in my body. If I don't feel the love of Allah in my heart, then this is my reality. So then Hazrat explained, our Shaykh says that Hazrat was in that bayan, and General Haq Nawaz Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was also next to Hazrat. And then Hazrat started giving bayan, and he came in a josh, and he says, tell you people don't realize all your buildings, all your big, big mansions, all your businesses, all this are not toys. Your iman is still not made. So General Haq Nawaz Sahib, his ears shot up, and then he started thinking that, oh, what Hazrat is saying? But I'm a general in the army. I need F-16s, bombers, all these things we need. And these are important things for us to wage war. And these are things that will really give us victory. The next statement of Hazrat was, till you don't realize all your F-16s, all your bombers, all these artillery of yours are not toys, till then your iman is not made. Then Hazrat says, Hazrat General Haq Nawaz says, that struck my heart. And then I realized it's reality. These are just toys. How we see children playing with their remote control toys. Today they have made us adults. We got the remote control car. You start it before you even sit in the car, you're feeling happy. Hazrat says, all this nazri matfan ho gayi. You'll see one day either you will go to the Qabristan before that, or that will be in the scrapyard before us. So Hazrat explains that what is the blockage towards the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person works on that, nafs ke gande takazo se jo anban ho gayi, roo meri sumbule wa rayhan wa sausan ho gayi. Allahu Akbar. That person who puts his hand in the hand of a sheikh with the intention that he wants to make islah of his nafs, and he starts making islah of his nafs, and then the takazas, the demands of this nafs, and what is the demands of this nafs? Allah Ta'ala is explaining the three conditions of a nafs. The initial condition of a nafs, the Nabi of Allah is saying, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِسُّ, that I can never say my nafs is free from any blemish, from any fault, from any going towards any the desires, etc. Because nafs in is reality, and nafs is ourself, our own self. That is why Hazrat, our Dada Shaykh also teaches us, when we commit any sin, then address yourself and tell yourself, Abdul Rahman, tu sabse khabees aadmi hai, teri safahat hai, teri hamakat hai, it's your stupidity, it's your filthiness that you committed this. So when you taunt yourself, you taunt your nafs, then you realize. So the first stage of nafs is nafsi ammara. Not just, it doesn't just command, this is a superlative form, ammara. Very strongly it commands you towards haram. But when a person, and everybody, our Shaykh says so beautifully, who wants to commit haram? Who wants to make bad nazri? Everybody hates himself for this. And like diseases of the body, nobody likes to get sick. Nobody wants to get high blood pressure, sugar, etc. But Allah Ta'ala's system, Allah makes it. And then Allah has made the system also of shifa also. لِكُلِّ دَعِينَ دَوَاهُمْ. Allah has created the dawa for every sickness also. And Allah has made the means, the physical doctors, we go to them quickly. But more important than the physical doctors is the spiritual doctors. Like we don't like to get sick, spiritually also, we don't like to get sick, but it comes in the heart. Shaitan is always there to whisper, and then nafs take over and get caught up. So all these diseases of anger and illicit love affairs, etc., which are just most stupid diseases, but then thinking bad of somebody, Hazrat says this is the height of stupidity. When you go to a spiritual doctor, and you don't even have to tell him, just his one bayan, if you sit with the open, clear intention, like there are some hakims, Allahu Akbar, you go to them, they hardly touch your pulse, hardly even a second, and they'll tell you, this is your problem. So exactly the same, the real hakims, yu'til hikmata man yasha, Allah gives wisdom to those who Him desires, and that is the friends of Allah. They know the condition of the spiritual condition of the ummah. When a person walks in the majlis, Hazrat Hakimul Ummah Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi used to say that two alims can just walk into my majlis and don't even sit 5 minutes in front of me. I'll tell you exactly which alim is busy making his islah and which is not making his islah. Which person is connected to a wali? Because our walking, our talking, our habits with myself, we don't realize, we think we are great walis of Allah, but we still don't even know how to walk properly. So Hazrat says all these artificial attractions of nafs, these demands, when you come in the company of the friend of Allah, and now he teaches you to make zikr of Allah, zikr will make you realize that this faulty demands, now your nafs will go to the next stage, which Allah Ta'ala says, La uqsimu biyawmi al-qiyamah, wala uqsimu bin nafsi al-lawwamah. At least now, the reality, just a brief reality of the day of Qiyamah will start coming in front. And this is the barakat of coming in company of the friends of Allah. That real life, akhirat, will come in front. And the start of real life is Qiyamah. And every person has got two qiyamahs. One is Malakul Maut, when he comes, that's our first qiyamah. We'll see what is our condition. And the real qiyamah will be that day, Allah Ta'ala save us all. So then the nafs will now reach a stage of lawwama. You'll commit sins, but you'll lament over it. You'll taunt yourself. You'll feel bad. In other words, you'll start making tawbah immediately, as soon as possible. And this remedy, Allah, what a remedy Allah Ta'ala has given us. Our Dada Shaykh says, no doctor in the world can ever manufacture such a balm, that is a ointment, that if you burn and you put it on immediately, no signs of that burn. You don't have any effect, nothing. And even if the doctor manufactures and you buy it, you won't try it on yourself first, Hazrat says. You'll come home, you'll tell your wife, this balm I bought is excellent. Just put your hand in the boiling oil and I'll show you how good. She says, you tried enough experiments on me, try it on yourself. So, but Allah Ta'ala has made the real balm of Tawbah. Person's heart can be black, burn black, But wallah, when we just sit in the company of the friend of Allah, your desire of tawbah increases. And this is what is bay'at all about. And that is why all the time we should renew our bay'at. And we should, that is why we have to remake our zikr daily. Then Hazrat says, when this happens, and now your soul is on the way towards nafsi mutma'inna, that you're happy with Allah Ta'ala's commands, then see that soul, which to you, you thought was very smart, and very fragrant, but to the malaika, our soul's mind particularly is stinking. When we make ghibat, they run away. It's stinking to them. Like Hazrat says, you go to the Kruger National Park, they kill everything. And the lions, they finish eat their meal. Now they just left the bones and little meat there. The vultures and that meat is already decomposed and it's stinking. Vultures to them, it's biryani. You open your window and see how it stinks. You can't stand there for a minute. So exactly the same to us. Talking bad of somebody, carrying tales, passing remarks, is like biryani. To the malaika, they're running away. They can't take it. So Allah Ta'ala says, when we, Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, that when we work on our nafs, and the qazas, the demands of all those desires, committing haram, etc., you bring it to under control, to a great degree, then see your soul now starts having the beautiful fragrances of the different flowers. Sumbul, Rehan, Sousan, all these beautiful flowers. Jab hamare aab wa gil mein dard dil shamil hua, unki har manzil hamare peshe daman hui. And as you make your treatment, you make your zikr regularly. Most important is our zikr regularly. The zikr of Allah will give us the strength. And when the strength comes, then you see your abu gil, this body that is made of sand and water. When the love of Allah starts coming, just iota, trickles of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you see every station of yours now is just within my control. First I thought I can't control my gazes. That me and controlling my gazes, I can't do it. What does Maulana is talking? He must be living in a different world. But wallah, when we just do our treatment sincerely, we'll see, do our zikr regularly, and see how you will be conscious. And you'll make a niyat in the morning before you leave your home. That adam e qazd e nazar. That, oh Allah, I make a promise, I won't commit bad nazri. I won't pass illicit glances. And not just illicit glances. All my glances to ghair mahram, I'll try and avoid. When you made your niyat, you'll be conscious. Allah Ta'ala will help us. Then you see all these stations which you thought are difficult. Me and leaving out my sports, I mustn't keep up to the commentary. What this man is talking? He must be living in a different world. But you'll see you're not even concerned. You don't know where the World Cup came or it's gone. And what is that? Well, as I say, the World Cup actually it's a WC. You're sitting in the dusting waste closet and you think you're enjoying ourselves. But when the love of Allah starts coming, all these things inshallah comes under control. Otherwise, before that, Hazrat says, kis qadar zulmat qada thi anjuman unke baghair unke aate hi sarapa bazm roshan ho gayi. That all our gatherings and big jalsas and parties we all used to go to, or even jalsas of deen, we just go for fun, let us listen to the speaker, that speaker, etc. But how dark was it? We went with a dark heart, we came back with a dark heart. Like our Shaykh explained so beautifully, that the greatest place where Allah's rahmat is descending is Rose Park of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you go there for one split moment, and you just make niyat, Ya Allah, your rahmat is descending in torrents here upon your beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You brought me so close, let just some splashes fall on me, your whole life will change. But Hazrat says, a useless person like myself, we go without a beard, we come back without a beard. We go without a woman, for go without parda, we come back. So even these gatherings, which seem to be gatherings of deen, how dark it was. And one is, unke baghair, one is without Allah Rabbul Izzat. And to find Allah, you need a sheikh. In other words, the gatherings where you used to go to, you didn't have a sheikh. You went Hajj, Umrah also. But you didn't learn the love of Allah. You didn't have a sheikh to teach you. Then it was just like this thing, going for a tour. As it is said, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a time will come, Hajj, Umrah, all these things will become a tour. And that is why Hazrat explains, one kafla was going for Hajj. They passed one sheikh through Turkey. And he asked them, where you're going? They said, we're going for Nafal Hajj. He asked them, you know, whose house you going to? Say, no, we're going to Kaaba Sharif. Say, stay here by me 1 year. Let me teach you whose house is that. Then when you go, just that glance of Kaaba Sharif is a different. Then see, unke aate hi sarapa bazm ho. When you just get the slight marifat of Allah, and thus you get Ar-Rahman, fas'al bi khabira. How kind, how merciful is Allah. Jo ba khabar hai, those who know about Allah, sit in their company, and they give us idea. Now see, before you leave for Hajj Umrah, your mind is focused, and you're making tawbah, you're making istighfar, and how you conscious. Then Allah Akbar, Hazrat says so beautifully, hum to sehrao ko samjhe the ke veerani hai wa zikre haq ke fair se wo rush ke gulshan ho gaye. That we thought now the desert, there is desolate, it's dry, it's boring. Today every person hardly saw life. A small child, 10 years, say, Maulana, life is boring. Life is boring because dunya has got nothing to offer. Get Allah's love and see a child, it's not even babali, how he enjoys zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says that you think all these places, the desert was desolate, and thus Hazrat is talking of his own condition. When he was a young boy, 8-10 years, he used to say in our village there was a masjid like on the outskirts, like towards the desert. I used to enjoy going for namaz there. My mother also used to say, hey, it's dangerous, why are you going there? See, I get enjoyment there in that masjid. And I make my zikr there. Then in Pulpur again, Allahu Akbar. This was the prime youth of Hazrat. So Hazrat says, zikr haq ke fair se, wo rush ke gulshan ho. When you used to go in those places, that villagers, and our Shaykh also teaches us when Hazrat goes on safar, go to such places, villagers where people hardly come. 2-3 families may be Muslims. But see, just one, when just little talk of the love of Allah comes, then because of that phase of the talk of Allah Ta'ala, that becomes the gardens envy that village. The gardens envy that desert, how enjoyable it is. And then Hazrat explains us, very important, that all the time, just nafs, all the time we have to be fighting with it. Nafs se dushman ho gaya maghloob unki yaad se. Rooh ki taqat hamari shehre afgan ho gayi. Now when you keep on making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, regularly, daily, you'll see that nafs that you thought, I can't overpower my nafs. And this nafs we have to fight till maut. Even as our Hazrat explains, you can be the biggest sheikh, till maut. Shaitan is too cunning. And he's too shrewd. He knows to which person what type of dalils to bring. A Shaykhul Hadith, he knows what type of proof to give him. And all that. So all the time, but when your nafs, this enemy of ours, and the biggest enemy is our nafs, our own desires. Because before Shaitan, who must let Shaitan? His own desire. Shaitan, his desire, his inner self told him that I am made from fire. So I am greater than the person made from sand. So this nafs, when it your enemy, when you work on it and you overpower this enemy of yours, then see the soul, which is actually your driving force, the driver, Hazrat says, that the soul is the driver. The nafs is like our car, our body. If the car is got powerful power in that car, but the driver is very weak, what's going to happen? Today we see all youngsters, they think they can drive very, they can control cars, but they're just hardly taking a ban and they're going off the highway. And lives are going. Forget lives here, our iman will go. Our dunya will go. Our akhirat will go. But when you work on your nafs, then it becomes a sheri afghan, that lion that is ready to attack. And who's going to come in front of this lion? So all the time, and that is what Hazrat says, that in front of your nafs, become himmat-e-mardana, have the courage of a man, have the courage of a lion, don't be like a fox and say, oh me, I'm weak, let me just see the commentary today, next week I'll stop, or let me just look at this woman today. No, at that time, in front of nafs, be like a shere-afghan, that you're ready to attack. تلخ بید تلخ تی بزم جہاں میں اہل دنیا کی حیات فیض بزم عاشقہ سے بزم گلشن ہو گئی. Hazrat says, then you think for yourself that how all your bosoms, your gatherings of this dunya, how bitter it was. You went to a party, you went here, wherever you went, and the life of people that are unmindful of Allah and think, I don't need this Islam. How their life is full of depression. They go for an outing, they go holiday, everything. They come back, they still feeling full of depression. Faiz bazme aashika se bazme gulshan ho gayi. Just because of the special graces of the gatherings of the lovers of Allah. When you come here and you get connected, now even you go for holiday, see the difference. Now it's a difference. Now you're not just going to a place, you won't go to a place now where there's a ghair mihram and there's haram. You'll go to the same ocean, but now you'll see the greatness of Allah. Otherwise our eyes were blind. Hazrat says, Mad lagana dil ko tum fani haseenon se kabhi, ek din khaake munakkash nazre madpan ho gayi. So Hazrat, this is the sum total, and Hazrat is giving us now the remedy and the medicine what we should take. That is not, we are not parishtas, that we won't get attracted. You can be the greatest wali of Allah, a woman come, you'll get attracted. Anything you'll get attracted. So don't think a wali of Allah doesn't get attraction by things of this world. But Hazrat says, when you get this attraction, don't ever put your heart towards this artificial beauties of this world. Whatever, whether it's woman, whether it's cars, whether it's entertainment, don't ever let your heart get connected to that. Because just think, if my heart gets connected to that, in that next moment, that beauty that looks so beautiful, it's made of sand. The next moment, if it's a car, one accident the next moment, and it's useless. A woman, you think she's so beautiful, give her two brooklets, and the next minute, see how she looks. You don't want to look at her. So we are actually looking at that filth and dirt. So Hazrat says, this is the treatment we should just think. And how can I sacrifice the woos of Jannat for this? How foolish can I be? Either I'll be gone in that next second while I'm looking at haram, while I'm looking at the spots, and Malakul Maut come and I'll tell him, give me time, I'll just make Tawbah now. There won't be time for that. And finally, Hazrat may have mentioned so beautifully, Hazrat addresses himself, but this is a lesson to us, that how when you get connected to Allah, Jab se akhtar Rukash aghyare be gana hua, bazm ehle dil mein usko qadar ahsan ho gayi. That Hazrat says himself, that although Hazrat, great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but even in the spark towards the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a person turns his direction totally away from everything, Allah give me tawfiq first of all. Shaitan first doesn't let us come. And when we come, now he turns our attention. People must see who you are. Hazrat must call you in front. Thus, so we got ulterior motives. Name, fame, ujb, all these things. So when there's totally no ulterior motive, that, oh Allah, I only want you, and only you, oh Allah. Agar main hu na kisi ka, aur kyun main hu kisi ka, usi ka hua ja raha hu. As you realize, Allah is so beautiful, then why should I be anybody's? And who can give me anything to be anybody's? So even if you're giving a bayan, whatever, when Hazrat says, when my total attention was turned away from everything besides Allah, then bazme ehle dil me, in the great gatherings of the lovers of Allah, then my value that was, they used to honor me, but now ahsan, it became very, very honorable. So Allah Ta'ala just give us an iota of this reality, and give us tawfiq and understanding to make our firm intention, and beg Allah Ta'ala, we make our intention here that, oh Allah, I want to make my islah, and I want your love, oh Allah, guide me in this path, and just make that little effort, and see how Allah Ta'ala makes it easy for us, inshallah.